This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. It's pretty horrifying. A three-car convoy carrying women and children in Mexico blown up, apparently, by a drug cartel. Nine women and children were killed. They were dual citizens of Mexico and the United States and members of a fundamentalist Mormon community in Sonora, Mexico. The history of Mormon communities in Mexico dates back nearly 130 years when the U.S. Mormon Church banned polygamy in the late 1800s. So lots of Mormons then crossed the border to start communities where they could practice polygamy, including Senator Mitt Romney's great-grandfather. Joining me now to talk about the ambush and the history of Mormonism in Mexico is Christina Rossetti, a Mormon fundamentalist scholar and historian. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I just want to play a clip of tape from an interview on CNN. A relative of one of the women killed in the ambush spoke with Anderson Cooper, and this is how she described it.
It was an attack on innocent civilians on purpose, trying to basically start a war.
And you're saying that the motive was to start a war between whom?
The Sonora and Chihuahua cartels who've been having turf battles for quite a while now.
Okay, so what she's saying is that this was a drug-related ambush and that this was basically the reason why this convoy was attacked. What is the relation between these Mormon communities in Mexico and the cartels?
Yeah, so I can't necessarily speak to the current relationship, but I can say that Mormons have actually been in Mexico since the 1880s, and the land in Mexico was purchased and settled by Mormon communities in that time, and Mormons then continued to escalate their movement to Mexico after 1890. And so they've been there for quite a long time, and while there have been negative and dangerous interactions with cartels, this is a long-standing community that has been in Mexico.
How many Mormons are there?
So that's actually a challenging question that I've been asked quite a bit. It's very hard to know the answer to that question because there is a very diverse Mormon population down there. Not everyone who lives in Mexico in that part of Mexico is LDS. And by LDS, I mean an affiliation with the main Mormon church in Salt Lake City, but many of the families are what we refer to as independent Mormon fundamentalists. And because of that designation, it's very hard to know the exact numbers because that shows up differently in terms of how they self-identify.
And are they, I mean, as you say, they've been in Mexico for a long time. Are they considered Mexican? Are they embraced by other Mexicans or are they seen as a separate entity?
So many of the people in Mexico have dual citizenship, and when Mormons first came to Mexico, they were very well accepted by the government, and the government did absolutely turn a blind eye to the practice of plural marriage or polygamy, even though polygamy was and is illegal in Mexico. So this is a community that was widely accepted and continues to be widely accepted in Mexico.
And among the first families, as I mentioned, to go there were the Romneys. And what was their role in going down to Mexico?
So in 1890, the LDS Church released the first of three formal statements ending the practice of plural marriage. A lot of times we give 1890 as the hard stop to polygamy in the LDS Church. That isn't historically accurate. It was the first statement of many. And at that time, families were sent to Mexico to keep plural marriage alive and to ensure that they could still practice it. And some families were also sent to Canada. So it is important to recognize that the same thing happened in Canada. There is a large Mormon settlement in Alberta and elsewhere, and there are therefore many fundamentalists in that area. And so the Romney family was a well-known family in the LDS community, and so that family was one of the ones chosen to go to Mexico.
And again, the central reason for them to go to Mexico and Canada, as you say, is to practice polygamy. That was the main reason why they left?
Yes, and when we say to practice polygamy, it is important to note that when the LDS Church released their statement ending the practice in 1890, they said they weren't going to practice it anymore. But we have to remember that these are families, and so families didn't dissolve overnight. Mass divorce didn't happen. So the families stayed together. And so many of the families that went to Mexico weren't necessarily going to continue to remarry or to continue these marriage practices, but they were going to keep their family intact. That was a main driving force for this. At the same time, polygamy was, it still is part of LDS Mormon scripture, but polygamy is also a religious principle necessary for, some believe, necessary for exaltation. And so there were these, this double challenge of temporarily trying to keep families together, but also very much believing that this practice was necessary to go to heaven.
And are any of these communities in Mexico associated with the FLDS?
No. So Mormonism is a very big umbrella. There's many forms of Mormonism, and fundamentalist Mormonism also is a very big umbrella. When we say FLDS, we are actually referring to a specific church, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is led by Warren Jeffs, who that name will be familiar to many people. When
he's
we say
in prison right now, right?
He is in prison, absolutely. When we say fundamentalist Mormon, we're referring to anyone that is Mormon that believes in certain doctrines that are distinct from the LDS church. And so there are actually many different fundamentalist churches that exist. Just the Apostolic United Brethren is a great example. They're a very large fundamentalist church in Utah and in Montana. But there's also independent fundamentalist families that are not affiliated with a church of any kind at all, but independently in their own family, they believe and practice certain doctrines and practices that are unique to fundamentalism. So fundamentalist Mormonism, the FLDS are fundamentalist Mormon, but not all fundamentalist Mormons are FLDS.
All right. Got it. Well, thank you so much for clarifying that and for the history lesson. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Christina Rossetti, scholar of Mormon fundamentalism. Coming up, grasshoppers and mole and a lot more at Gelaguetza, the popular Oaxacan restaurant in Los Angeles. A conversation with one of the owners next on Press Play.